They don't have any momentum in the Northeast. In the Northeast, the SNP proposal was rejected by 2-1. People here do not want to see the continuation of their services being controlled from the Central Belt. The police and fire service control has been removed from the Northeast. People here see the SNP as centralising, as not caring about the Northeast of Scotland. And frankly, they've had enough of that. This is all about Mr. Salmond's personal agenda. He wants to go back to Westminster. I know the people of Gordon are worth much more than being pawns in his political career. What they need is a voice to stand up for the Northeast, and that's what I intend to do. My only concern is to be the voice that speaks up for the people of Gordon, that makes sure that we get the services that we need, that we get the transport infrastructure that we need, that we put pressure on the SNP at Holyrood to do something, both about our NHS services and about stopping the strangling of our economy by not providing us with the infrastructure we need. And I don't think that the SNP realise the extent to which people are simply fed up with them. And the Liberal Democrats have been the main voice speaking up for the people of the North East for a very long time. So Malcolm Bruce has been MP for 32 years, but we've also been at the centre of Aberdeenshire Council since the day it was set up. So people trust us in the North East, and we know that we will speak up for them first before anything else, any other political concerns. If anybody thinks I'm intimidated by Alex Salmond, they don't know me. No, I've known Alex Salmond. I was a trainee journalist in Aberdeen when he was elected to Banff and Buchan. He holds no fear for me.